Okay. Shalom Aleichem, guys. We're going to have several days devoted to introduction, divrei hakdama, to what we're going to be doing over the course of this man. They're really important. Bear with me. It's an extremely important for contextualizing all of the attempts at growth that we're going to be making over the course of this man. And if we miss it, it could really hamper our attempt to grow, as I will explain. But let's get started with the first part of the introduction. So if you look throughout Tanakh, it's actually a pella. If you would look at Sefer Bamidbar, Sefer Devarim, if you would look at Shoftim, you would look at Malachim, you would think that Klai Yisrael are just a bunch of losers. We always get it wrong. We stink at what we do. We always mess up, right? But he bits our own, it's glorious, and then we tank it. And we don't get to go to Israel. We wander around for 40 years. And we always mess up in the worship of Abu Dazar, and eventually we get exiled twice. And everything seems to be failure, 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 failure. We seem to be a bunch of scoundrels. We just can't get anything right. And it's not just me saying that. Moshe Rabbeinu says that. He says in Parshat Zino, Hashem tikmul zos, am nabav v'lo chacham, halo hu abika kanecha, hu esakam v'kanenecha. You're a bunch of scoundrels. Am nabav v'lo chacham. You have no wisdom. There's something wrong with you guys. Moshe Rabbeinu Bechmodov Atzma says it. One of my personal favorites, and I can't help having a little bit of sarcasm when it comes to this, but Tehillim Perek Tzadiyeh, which we're all familiar with from Kabbalah Shabbos. Arbeim shana akot badar v'amayar am to'ele v'avheim v'heim l'du d'rachai. Asher nishbati apiyim hivun ha-menuchasi. So I love it. I can't help a little sarcasm here, but especially when this is accompanied with pretty boy vocals and variations. You're basically singing about how the Dor Deya, Dor Midbar, maybe didn't have a Kelechom Haba, according to Rabbi Kiva. They really were bad at what they did. I'm the way they love him. They're just a bunch of losers who just can't get it right. They just have no idea what I'm doing. And according to Rabbi Kiva, they lost the Kelechom Haba. Why don't we just sing about that a little more every single Friday night? Exactly what we should be thinking about when we enter into Shabbos. And the deeper meaning behind that Gemara in Sanhedrin, and the Pasuk, we'll get to Be'ezus Hashem. But it's a pella. You look throughout Tanakh, we just can't get it right. We're bad at Yiddishkeit. We're bad at Avodas Hashem. And we don't seem to be the great nation that everybody makes us out to be. Then you have these strange psukim in the middle of Bamidbar, like Lohibit Avim B'Yakov, Lamo B'Yisrael, Klai Yisrael is perfect. No sin can be found in Klai Yisrael. Matovu Alach Yaakov Meshemes Yisrael, the beauty of Klai Yisrael, these glowing praises of Klai Yisrael. Which one is it? Are we on the Bava Lochacham? Are we a bunch of losers, or are we the most perfect nation ever to grace the planet? Are we the most incredible people to ever enter into this universe? It's a very pushed question. And we kind of go through Tanakh, we kind of just accept the fact that it's like constant ups and downs, we're constantly failing. How are we supposed to view ourselves as Klai Yisrael? There's already something that Rav Victor Miller's Atzal used to know. And he also has a sharp ha'ara to answer the question. There's a very big distinction between the first psukim that I mentioned and the second psukim that I mentioned. The first psukim that I mentioned are all from Manhigim, leaders of Klai Yisrael. Those who are tasked to ensure that Klai Yisrael becomes as perfect as can be. The manhig of Klai Yisrael's job is to make sure that Klai Yisrael goes from level already close to infinity to infinity. The Am HaNetzach, to make us as perfect as can be. We don't accept a kol that's not perfect. The kol needs to be literally beautiful, perfect. Nothing can be wrong. And Moshe Rabbeinu's job as leader of Klai Yisrael is to make sure that everything is as perfect as can be. No imperfections. And he will call out any imperfection with scathing lashonos. Am nabav v'lo chacham. This is unacceptable behavior for the Am HaNetzach of Klai Yisrael. More. We demand more. HaKadosh Baruch Hu demands more. Am nabav v'lo chacham. Am tovei levav hein. V'hein v'lo d'racha. You need to do better. More. That's the manhig. And then all of a sudden you have a couple of psukim in the middle of Tanakh that aren't written by a manhig of Klai Yisrael. They're not even written by a Jew. It's Bilam HaRasha who looks at Klai Yisrael from afar and just has to admit, this is the most incredible thing I've ever seen in my entire life. From an outsider perspective, somebody who's not tasked with ensuring that Klai Yisrael becomes as perfect as can be, Klai Yisrael is breathtaking, unbelievable, beyond this world. I've never seen anything like this in my entire life. Both of those things are true. There's no stira. It's a question of perspective. Am I achieving perfection, striving to get rid of every single little last imperfection? Or am I just objectively noting that this is the most incredible thing I've ever seen in my entire life? We're going to enter into this Gabura. We're going to be our own manhigim. We're going to be looking at imperfections, some things that we don't necessarily like to admit exist, some things that we prefer we don't have in our lives, some things that we have to let go of, some darker parts of ourselves that we like to pretend when we're acting like a Shemaki Shiva guys that don't exist in it. And we're going to analyze it, and we're going to deal with it. And we're going to work through it and try to work through basically ways of avoiding them, perfecting, trying to work on ourselves, thinking more deeply about how to grow in our avodas Hashem. And it's very easy to lose sight and start falling into the I'm the Bavalacham. I'm a horrible person. I have so many problems. That's all we talk about. It's all the problems that I have and all the things I have to fix. And I'm just, that's what I am. You need to always constantly remind yourself that when you step back and think about the Pesukim, that objectively the reality is that every single young man in this space of Medrash is mamash l'mayla min hatev. What you guys have already accomplished is incredible. What you have yet to accomplish is even more incredible. And the fact that you are here every single night learning Torah in this space Medrash when you're doing all the things that you're doing is already absolutely unbelievable. I walk into this space Medrash, I see it alive, and I get goosebumps because of the Kol Torah that literally makes me lose my voice every single night trying to answer a couple of questions. It's unbelievable. It's objectively unbelievable. And every single person here needs to always have that as the backbone of every single attempt of self-improvement. That ultimately, I am godless. This chevra is godless. This space Medrash is godless. And we can become even better. Amanetza. We're going l'mayla hecher and hecher. Even better. And we can. Sometimes we have to be a little harsh. We might have to use those scathing lashonos. We have to be our own manhigim sometimes. And say that I can do better than that. That's not me. I'm better than that. But ultimately, you are a part of the Amanetza. You are a person who deserves and always has a Kadosh Baruch Hu's love. Let me frame this for you from my personal thing. What I always like to think about whenever I try to remind myself of this. I think about a Yom Kippur that I experienced in this space Medrash many years ago. I remember I came in, I was in Smicha, it was one of my first years of Smicha. I remember I came in, and I thought I was going to be so frum because I showed up like 25 minutes early for Shacharis, and it's like 7 o'clock Shacharis, and you know you're going to be in the base Medrash for the rest of the day. Here in YU, well, we have a 15-minute break at tops. Levon. I come in 25 minutes early, and it's already packed. Like, everybody else is there. I'm like embarrassed walking in 25 minutes early for Yom Kippur Shacharis when we know we're going to be there for another 13 hours in the room. And I was there the entire day, and it was an incredible davening, as it always is, and it was uplifting, it was incredible. Rabbi Ruberman Shlita was leading the Ilah. And he finished off with a particular niggun for his last Kaddish in the Ilah. And it was Acha Sha'alti Meis Hashem Osa Avakish. Shivi Meis Hashem Koyim Echai Las Benoam Hashem. He started Acha Sha'alti Meis Hashem. I kid you not, I think the roof was about to blow off. Everybody was going, it was electric in a way that I've never experienced. I've been in many, many davenings. It was the most electric davenings I've ever experienced in my life. And I realized that I was in a room. I had the schus to be in a room packed with Chevra, who will pack into the base Medrash for hours and literally stand davening for over 17 hours fasting and beg the Rebbe Hashem for more of an opportunity to be there. But base Hashem kol yemei chaya, to beg the Rebbe Hashem, we'll stay longer, we'll do more. That is the core of every single guy in this base Medrash. Begging the Rebbe Hashem for more opportunities to be in the base Hashem, more opportunities for the Beis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are many things that get in the way of that opportunity. We can't always be in the state of Achas B'Shana of Yom Kippur. But the mice of the core, the etzem of what every single person in this base Medrash is the Hibit Avim B'Yakov. Achas Sha'alti Meis Hashem. There's only one thing that I want. One thing. That is the core of who I am. And whenever some voice in your head starts telling you that if you have so many imperfections, are you really as good as you think you are? And maybe you can accomplish the things that you can accomplish. And maybe you should reconsider whether you're a Ben Yeshiva and whether you're really a Ben Aliyah. And maybe reconsider the course of your life. You drag it into the base Medrash and you say, this is where I belong. This is the core of who I am. Ultimately, lo hibit avim b'Yaakov. And that's exactly when the Rebbe Hashem used me, and you have no right to say that into my ear. It's the zvuv of Pisle Alev. Rav says it's the Yetzer Hara, city of the Yetzer Alev, trying to tell you that you're not who you're supposed to be. Trying to tell you that you're not able to accomplish what you think you're going to be able to accomplish. If you do not approach self-growth this way, you will ultimately fall into atzva, smara shchora, depression, one of the most debilitating, useless emotions, one of the only ones that all the Bali Musar and the Bali Hasidus tell us to avoid at all costs. Atzva accomplishes nothing. Shame accomplishes nothing. It doesn't motivate us to change. It makes us stay mired in our guilt and make us feel horrible about ourselves, and we don't feel like we can change. You tell that voice in your head that that's not what I am. I'm something more, I'm something greater. And I can become greater. How much more time do we have? Wait a minute. Okay, I'll go into the next shmooze for a second, okay? Everybody bear with me. Why is it that nowadays we have so much trouble with this? Why is it that we struggle so much with it? The answer is that we have very fragile self-esteem. Going into our avodas Hashem, we all know that we have fragile self-esteem. We all know that we have trouble when it comes to trying to assess our growth and whether we're doing the right thing. And that's the reason why many people have just thrown out this entire enterprise in the first place. Let's just tell people that everything they're doing is great. It's geshmak what you're doing. You're great. You're great. Hashem loves you, which we just said is absolutely true. It is true. Don't worry about all the things you're doing. It's great. It's great. And then you could just be stay mired and not accomplish anything with your life. Mashal Amad Avar Domo. We'll pick up with Ezra Shem with this on Wednesday. Rav Lipiansky Shlita is fond of noting that he likes to tell us Tamidim, you don't want to be that kid who gets a 40 on the test and the Rebbe says, Hatla Zizka, you did such a good job, keep on going. Who wants to be exposed to that sheker where you just tell me everything I do is so great and I'm just mired in doing nothing with my life, but everybody's telling me, don't worry, you're doing great. It's not true. You could be better. Does HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately love you? Is the core of who you are something that is beyond this world? Yeah, of course it is. But I can accomplish even more. I can be the Amanetz. I can be part of that perspective. So we're going to talk about Ezra Shem on Wednesday, how to assess that. How do we maintain our self-esteem, protect it, make sure that it remains intact, at the same time grow, strive for the greatest levels that we can become, and ultimately become the Talmid Chacham that all of you are capable of becoming. Ezra Shem will pick up on Wednesday. Shkoach, guys.
Thank you.